perform muraqabah. Muraqabah, meditation of Ismi Dhat, Allah, of His personal name. In the Naqshbandi order, Naqshbandi school, this is the first dhikr. First lesson, Ismi Dhat, Allah, His personal name. This is done on the Latifa Qalb, the spiritual point of the Qalb, the heart. In other words, it's done on the heart. Allah Ta'ala's name, muraqabah is performed. One is dhikr, remembrance, and one is fikr, concern. Now dhikr, remembrance of Allah, is done by the tongue. A person does it by his tongue, using the tongue. This is also very beneficial, but this is the, you can say, start point, initiation. The next stage of this is this, that fikr is developed. In other words, such a dhikr is performed through which in the heart fikr, concern, is developed. Because this dhikr that is done, the objective of doing dhikr is that the human being does his islah, rectification, improvement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His dhikr, in His remembrance, He's put such a property, such a quality, effect, that doing dhikr, doing dhikr, doing dhikr, the human being, he develops a concern, a fikr. And himself, with regards to himself, he starts to think that inside me, what are the deficiencies? And when this concern is developed, then consider, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, that person's dhikr is going in the right direction, correctly. And the right result is being developed, acquired. Why? Because until inside a person himself, he doesn't develop this awareness and concern that I am following Allah Ta'ala, I'm living my life in accordance to Allah Ta'ala's ahkam's orders. If we not got that awareness, then until that time, a person keeps on following the footsteps of shaitan. And he doesn't know that am I on the right path or on the wrong path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, that the biggest mufti for a person is his own heart. His own heart tells him, when your heart becomes literate, knowledgeable, at that time then the awareness and understanding will come. And the biggest ilm, knowledge of the heart, is Ismi Dhat, Allah, His personal name. So when inside your heart, Allah's anwarat, the illumination, the magnificence, the brilliance of Allah comes, then the heart becomes a big scholar itself. And then the heart guides that individual himself. And the way the heart guides is a unique way. The heart develops an anxiety, a desire, a want, and his heart is never satisfied. He does ibadah, worship, he's not content. He's not satisfied. He tries hard, but he's not content, satisfied. That because he's not on the right direction. But as soon as he starts to develop his heart, make his heart, condition heart, then the heart starts to take the person in the right direction. And ihdina sirat al-mustaqeem, for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us 5 times salah. He has given us the hukum, the order to recite this dua. Because the essence of the complete salah, our namaz, is this, that we plead to Allah, we request Allah, that Allah, please show us the right path, the straight path. And the straight path is only one, and that is ittabai Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is to imitate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So through dhikr, this develops a concern, a fikr inside a person, that in my life is the obedience and imitation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when this fikr, concern, is developed, then the human being, he starts to follow the straight, right path. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated with regards to dhikr, remembrance of Allah, that the heart, if there's a piece of flesh in the body of a human being, if that piece of flesh is corrected, then the whole body becomes correct and improved. So all of this, it's controlled via dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala, for this reason, in regards to His dhikr, many times He has ordered us, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, many ahadith we see about dhikr, that the human being, via doing dhikr, he can correct himself, improve himself. This is the wahid, one method, dhikr of Allah, to correct yourself. So for this, For this, first of all, we need to correct our intentions, our niyyah, that the objective of doing dhikr or the objective of going to a shaykh, the objective is that when you go to a wali Allah, a friend of Allah, then I want to learn to do dhikr of Allah in the right way, and just like he prescribes and explains to us, the teacher, we should practice that. This is what the intention should be. Yes? So that you can't correct yourself, your heart yourself. So then when you start to practice that dhikr with this niyyah, this intention, and you work hard just as the shaykh wants you to, just like the shaykh teaches you, then alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, very quickly the effects start to become apparent on that individual, that student. Very quickly indeed. It doesn't take long at all. There's no delay at all. From that moment in time, it starts the improvement. And in the Naqshbandi order silsila, the Naqshbandi school, the great achievement is that in the first condition, as soon as the student arrives to the teacher in the first lesson, alhamdulillah, first grade you could say, the improvement starts to become visible, apparent. What is the improvement? That the heart starts to accept things. The heart starts to accept, absorb the points, and it starts to accept that I should do this. And the second point of this is to make effort. Hard work. The human being, the student, should try himself. This is Allah Ta'ala's rule, you could say. Allah's given us means and resources. We are living in the world of means and resources. Everything, all achievements are attained via means and resources. Otherwise, why did Allah Ta'ala need to send us to a sheikh? Allah could have corrected the human being, us students, directly. Did Allah Ta'ala not send great individuals? Allah sent the Jama'ah of the Anbiya alayhi musallam, the prophets, and they are selected prophets who Allah sent, and they improve the people in the world. So Allah could also directly improve a person himself. But Allah has given us, we're living in the world of means and resources. This is Allah's rule, that I will guide you, but you must work. You must do the effort. I will explain to you, Allah says, but you must have courage and determination. When you have determination, then Allah says, I will assist you, I will help you, subhanAllah. This is the methodology. So Allah says, I'll explain to you, then we need to be determined and take steps. Allah says, then I will help and assist you. And then you will arrive to your destination, the end point. So the tariq of doing this is just this, that the individual, the student, just as the shaykh prescribes, do that much dhikr and follow his instructions and follow that method. And inshallah, your life will become nice and straightforward. So this is the objective of doing dhikr, that we do our islah, improve ourselves. We have defects inside us. We have things lacking inside us. There are big things lacking in our ibadat, worship. There's worldly contamination. There's pretense showing off. There's many things that are defective. So along with dhikr and this guidance, slowly the defects are eliminated. But remember this also, that this effort and hard work is not for a few days, it's not for a few months, it's not just for a few years. To this extent, hatta the yaqeen, as long as your life is there until your last breath, you need to keep this effort going on. Until the last breath, you have to keep in the same position. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, somebody said to him, the Hazrat, you have attained high ranks and status, darajat. Why don't you leave this tasbih now? And he replied that this is the tasbih that has made me get to this position, and I will take this with me into my grave. So never fall into this deception of human being, that I am good, I am pious, I've got the changes have come to my life, I've improved, I can leave doing what I did before, I've arrived to my destination, and then you start comparing yourself with others. Oh, they are weak people, I'm mashallah strong, and I practice, and I sit in ishraq, I pray ishraq, I do dhikr, and my external as well is improved. And then you look down at other people, there are many other people who come to the masjid, there are many people, the poor souls, who don't practice, because they never followed the line of the deen, they never had concern for the islah, they're just doing physical worship. So then that individual, the student, he compares himself with others and thinks he's good, then shaitan grabs him. And then shaitan makes him lazy. Oh, you're pious, you're good, you have no need to do this anymore. You've reached to the destination, you've arrived. Then he goes backwards. U-turn. Remember this. There's a big formula, great formula, which is that the human being, the student, don't trust the time now. Trust at that time when he is departing from this world. Do you understand what I'm saying? When he's departing from this world. So like now we're stood there, we're praying salah, doing dhikr. That's now, this moment. But we shouldn't have the yakin that we will depart the world in this way. The real result will be shown when we are departing with this condition. Then we can consider that we are successful. So don't give yourself guarantee. So to keep that constant with the dhikr of Allah, you must be strong. keep your connection with the dhikr of Allah, keep your connection with your shaykh, keep contact with him, and have concern for your islah, just like you had from the first day when you arrived to his company. Don't be lazy at all, negligent at all. So this is muraqabah, which creates an awareness inside the student. And all of these good positive thoughts are developed by muraqabah. The more an individual does muraqabah, close your eyes, focus on the heart, Allah, 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 Allah. For hours, if you do this, the more Allah's mercy and fadl and grace comes to that student. Very excellent tariqah method Allah has given to us, which is muraqabah. So this is the method. Ismidat, Allah's personal name, on the Latifa Qalb, the first lesson, the Latifa Qalb, the spiritual point of the Qalb, you close your eyes. Now, what is the reason for closing the eyes? It is this, that from here and there, we are detached now from what's around us. In other words, we have detached, we've closed eyes, we've detached ourselves, we've closed eyes on this world. Now, we're not going to think anything, we're not going to look at anybody, we don't know if there's somebody next to us or not. Just like, you know, he said in Salah, that Salah, you know, remember this point. This is muraqabah, complete muraqabah. Salah equals a complete muraqabah. Yes, just like when you say Allahu Akbar in Salah and you're detached from the world, the complete world, speaking, moving, looking, everything stops for that person. Everything stops and ceases. The muraqabah teaches this. Meditation teaches this. That's the practice. So when you do muraqabah, it's practice. Soon he's going to muraqabah. First of all, close your eyes. In other words, all your focus and attention with what's around you is ceased. Movements have stopped, your thinking has stopped. Then within, internally, you have to stop the thinking. This is what Salah teaches us as well. Namaz, this is muraqabah. Salah is muraqabah. Yes? So close your eyes and then pay attention to the heart. Focus on the heart completely. And so your focus should be on the heart. And what should the heart be doing? The heart is thinking about Allah. So we're thinking about the heart, we're focusing on the heart, and the heart is thinking about Allah. The Allah, your great mercy, your grace, you are the Razik, you are the Malik, you are the owner. Why should I disobey you? Why should I reject your words and orders? You are Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. You are everything, you do everything. Why should I be concerned and worried, my Mawla, my Lord? Why should I not submit to you and bow to you? Allah's mercies, Allah's Jalal, His power, His glory. Consider all of these things and develop a concern, a fikr. So this is muraqabah. In other words, you focus on your heart, and the attention of the heart should be on Allah's dhat and His safat, His attributes and qualities. You have to connect it like this. And then you need to think, consider that I, this faiz that I want to attain, the blessings. So faiz equals blessings. Yeah, faiz equals blessings. So these blessings that I want to acquire, of fikr, of this concern, the faiz, the blessings that I want to attain, Allah, I am in the world of resources and means. You have sent me to a sheikh, a teacher. So the way to do this is that the blessing that will come to you, a student, it will come from my sheikh, and it will come from his sheikh, and back to his sheikh, and up the chain, and keep going back to who? The whole complete blessing emanates from the Holy Prophet ﷺ, from his latifa qalb, from his heart. So this is the tasawwur that you have to develop, this thinking. The mashayikh ikram have taught us, think like this, that my latifa qalb is joined through all the shaykhs in the chain, the silsila, to the latifa qalb. And from his blessed chest and heart, this faiz is coming to my heart and chest like a light. So you have to keep thinking this in your heart and keep focused on this and pay attention to this and keep the thinking alive. That this faiz, this blessings from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, latifa qalb, this is called mawrid faiz. Yes, min shafaz, in other words, my desire, my request, what I'm pleading from Allah, that my minsha, my demand is what? That Allah, I want to attain the blessings of this. Murid faiz is what? My latifa qalb, my lesson of my heart. And where's this coming from? Emanating from? From the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, blessed chest and heart. How? That it came first into the heart and chest of Abu Bakr Siddiq. Then it went into the heart and chest of Hazrat Salman Farsi. Then it went into Hazrat Qasim's chest and heart. Then Hazrat Jafir's heart and chest. Then it went to Hazrat Bayezid Bastami's chest and heart. Then it went to Abul Hassan's chest and heart. So all the mashayikh, you should remember their names. This is why we recite the shajara. This is a tariqah, complete method. This equals tasawwuf, the subject of tasawwuf. So the more we strengthen this, this is all muraqabah. This is all muraqabah. Then the more for you's blessings will start to come then into the student. He'll start to feel that the affairs and the blessings are coming to him. So we have to do this work during muraqabah. With regards to this, it's stated, the mashayikh have said, our pious teachers have said, that your latifa Your spiritual points, they are connected together like a mirror, and the reflection of the light is passing from the Holy Prophet ﷺ via all the mashayikh, all the teachers, to your shaykh. From his latifa qalb is coming into your heart, your chest. And sometimes happens that you, to do that effectively, you do tasawwur shaykh. You contemplate, you think about your teacher. That's just like my shaykh, my teacher is sat in front of me, and I am sat in front of my teacher. And from in front of him, I am getting the reflection of his latifa qalb into mine. So the more strong you have tasawwur shaykh, you contemplate and think about your teacher, the more strong the fares, the blessings you will acquire from him. And this tasawwur shaykh is such a thing that the sisters, the women folk, they can't sit in front. But this tasawwur shaykh, this will give them complete benefit, just like you are sitting physically and getting it. But even though the sisters are behind the parda hijab, but Allah gives them the fares on the latifa club, they get the same rewards. And the third point is that it doesn't matter how far away you are, the student, the individual, doesn't matter how far away you are, distant wise, physically, but if your tasawwur shaykh is strong, your thinking, contemplation of your shaykh is strong, then to that point where you are, the affairs will arrive. Whether you're sat in London or Pakistan or Bangladesh or America, USA, or in Canada, you're sat completely, you have tasawwur shaykh and you're focused on your teacher and you have the relationship connection, then Allah will give the complete affairs and blessing to the student. Why? Because for Allah Ta'ala, nothing is difficult, nothing is impossible. Well, if Allah is explaining this, the rules and the methodology, and He gives us the means and resources, then the affairs will arrive to you. So all of this is in the hands of the student. Allah says, it's in your hands, it's up to you. This is all dependent on your hard work and effort. So in all of this, that what comes to destroy all of this, nafs and shaitan will work hard and not let you implement this. But you need to say in response, I am going to do this. I'm not going to leave this path. Doesn't matter what come what may. So that's why I stated, our pious says that whether you feel like it or whether your heart feels like it or whether you have wudu or not, but you keep on practicing your actions, your ma'amulat, regular, a portion of time, select a time, and after a selected time, that this is my ma'amul, morning and evening, my shaykh, my teachers prescribed to me, and alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, nur ala nur, light beyond light is better, that if you are physically there where your shaykh is, morning and evening, then you are attaining the blessings close to him, then this is a great reward of Allah. Then those people are in big loss who live nearby or nearby the shaykh and they don't arrive, then consider that individual is just lost. He doesn't have the passion, the desire. But those who are far away, they are not losing out. If they're regular, punctual, and they sit regular, then the complete fares will arrive to them. Rather, Allah gives more to them. Allah gives more to them because their effort is more. So anyhow, these few points came into my mind. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq ability to practice these. Don't waste time. Don't waste time. This is the valuable path, precious, that will get us to our destination, and we have to improve our deeds. Yes, because all our actions we're doing, all of this what we're doing is to improve our amal so that we can improve our salah. So if our salah is improved, so we can get the reward of salah, so that we can improve our Quran, so that we can get the reward of Quran. So all of this hard work and effort we're doing and talking about now, so that we can attain the rewards of the actions that Allah has given to us. Because success will come via salah. Success for us will come via the fasting. Success for us will come through all the faraid, compulsory deeds. So to strengthen the compulsory deeds, to get the blessings of the compulsory deeds, we are doing extra hard work so we can get the good effects. May Allah Ta'ala give us all, may Allah, this work and effort Allah has given us, the ability to do, may Allah allow us to reach our destination. Ameen. So let's perform muraqabah, just like I explained to you. That pay your attention towards your heart and the focus the heart towards Allah Himself, and inside your heart, Allah, 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 remember Him, keep on remembering Him. And if thoughts and waswasas come, then eliminate them. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.